Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Back here in Massachusetts, immigrants from South Vietnam today are commemorating the 40th anniversary of the fall of Saigon. Led thousands of them to seek refuge here in the Commonwealth back then. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Democracy for Vietnam!
4 decades after the war that claimed millions of lives, relations between the U.S. and Vietnam have returned to normal. But in Massachusetts, home to some 50,000 Vietnamese immigrants, some still cling to the flag of the former country. That flag was raised at Boston City Hall today.
Today is celebrate the 40th year of the fall of Saigon, how we escaped from communism from the South.
Tewksbury resident Thang Pha was 11 when he fled Saigon, now called Ho Chi Minh City. He's part of the group Community of Vietnamese Americans of Massachusetts, which condemns the government that is today celebrating the reunification of North and South. Kang Nguyen left for the States 6 years after South Vietnam fell. His father served in the defeated Navy and, with the end of the war, fled for Massachusetts. Nguyen says the families of South Vietnamese soldiers were harassed by the new regime. He had to get out.
At that time, my mom said, we cannot stand anymore. So she saved some money. She put me in the boat and escaped Vietnam.
Local Vietnamese shunned the national flag, a red banner with a yellow star, of a country recognized by the United States and the United Nations. Nguyen says raising the South Vietnamese flag will get you jailed in Vietnam today. The South Vietnamese flag will fly over City Hall for the next week, alongside the flags of the Commonwealth, the United States, and POWs missing in action. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.
For photos of today's parade and ceremonies, both in Ho Chi Minh City and here in Boston, go to WBUR.org, and you can also read about the Vietnamese community in Dorchester and how they view the 40th anniversary of the fall of Saigon.